A year ago today, WKU Interdisciplinary Studies instructor Court Basham had just completed his third Boston Marathon and was looking for a place for a post-race meal with his mom, who was also on the trip. He heard one explosion.
My mind immediately went to the worst, but even someone standing next to us said, "That sounds like dynamite on a job site." But it was within seconds that the second one happened, and then at that point you knew this is bad.
Just days after last year's bombings at the Boston Marathon, he spoke with WKU Public Radio's Kevin Willis.
Then you start thinking, is there three? Is there four? And then just seconds later, people start pouring around the corner from Boylston. Again, we were one block from Boylston. And then you knew, even though we didn't have line of sight, something terrible was happening, and we just tried to move away from the area as soon as we could.
As he prepares for this year's race, which takes place next Monday, we wanted to check in with Court.
What do you think the atmosphere is going to be like this time around?
Yeah, I can't imagine. I mean, it's always such a huge celebratory party, and in many ways, Boston's sometimes called the 26-mile victory lap. Like, getting there is the win. And being there is just a huge celebration of running. I can't imagine anywhere else embraces a race like Boston does. So I really expect more of the same, only amped up. I think it'll be amped up even more. I think the way Boston has responded both right after and since, I think it'll be even more of a celebration. Of course, there's going to be, it'll be immensely emotional for everyone there, and especially for the runners who didn't finish last year who are coming back. I don't know if excited is the right word, but I'm interested to hear their stories and perspective on what it means to be there, given that they were the ones stopped short of the finish last year. So it'll be a cocktail of emotions, I think, running the gamut, and that's one reason I love marathoning is you will experience an entire range of emotions while you're out there, and I expect the trip will kind of feel like that the whole way around this time around.
Last year, Basham's training was curtailed by injury, so he says he wasn't in top form and was just content to finish. This year, it's a different story. Basham says his goal is to finish the race in under 3 hours. He talked about the challenges of the course.
It tricks you off the start. It's very downhill the first couple of miles, so you get sucked into race energy, and downhill running, it feels so easy that a lot of runners tend to go out too fast, and then it flattens out until about 15. But then you have to climb for about 400 feet in about 5 miles. So that's where the storied Heartbreak Hill is. It's not that it's a big hill. It's that it's the last in a series of hills. And that's the kicker. It's like the fourth hill, and it comes at mile 20 or 21.
He says runners at the Boston Marathon help each other. It's a competition, but it's more about competing with yourself.
Really, all major big marathons I've run, that's one of the greatest things about it, of doing a big one, is you're never alone on the course. And late in the race, there's a good chance you're going to be working together. And while marathoning and running, there's a lot of solo time involved, it's still a team sport, both training and racing. It can turn into a team sport. And that's one thing I really love, is you wind up working with people you don't even know to try to reach the same goal. So that's true with all big ones. You run a smaller one, there's other advantages. The travel's easier, more affordable, but often you get alone out there. So that's one of the great things about Boston is when you look ahead and behind, it's just a massive humanity.
Six runners from Bowling Green are registered for Boston this year, 8 from Owensboro, 4 from Elizabethtown, 2 from Hopkinsville, 1 from Scottsville, and 16 from Evansville, Indiana. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Emil Moffitt.